All right, panel, time for some more questions for you from this week's news. Luke, an elderly man in Britain escaped an attack with only minor injuries, but police arrested his family for attempted murder. How did the police know the family planned to do him harm?
It was in their Christmas letter.
that's very old-fashioned.
It was like they were Facebook page talking about it, or
almost,
somehow blog
almost
tweeting
well,
about
the problem
it.
Is that they didn't know how to go about murdering somebody, so
they looked it up online.
They googled it.
Yes, yeah. What the family did was they googled the phrase "easiest way to kill an old person."
In fairness, who hasn't?
Yes. Police looking into the assault found the old man's adopted daughter and her children had googled the phrases "easiest way to kill an old person," 10 easy ways to kill someone with no trace," and "dangerous drugs for the elderly." And even worse, when they put in the search phrase, then they just clicked on Google's "I'm feeling murdery" button.
This is not doing any good in terms of the animus that already exists between the elderly and the internet.
That's true.
Like, my grandmother already doesn't trust the internet, and she doesn't even know what I've been Googling about her.
PJ, in an attempt to curtail rising divorce rates in Mexico City, government officials are considering passing a law that allows couples there to do what?
I need a hint.
Well, it's like leasing instead of buying, if you will.
You can lease a wife?
Yes, basically. You can get married for just 2 years or another short period of time. You know what your mother told you? Why buy the cow when you can lease the milk for 2 years? Let's say...
We had different mothers.
Apparently. Let's say you like a guy, but you're not sure, right?
And so that would confuse me right away.
I understand that. I'm using the more general. You say you're a young lady, you like a guy, you're not sure about him.
You like a person.
You like a person. So you can do in Mexico City, if this goes through, you can do a 2-year marriage, and when your contract expires, you either renew or you just walk away, no harm done. Although, apparently, it's not specifically 2 years. You can negotiate the length of the limited term contract, which will make proposals really interesting. Like, darling, I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my next 2.5 years with you. Two and a half to three.
With an option to renew.
An option to renew.
That's how much I love you, dear.
Exactly.
I think it's just going to make people try harder. I think it's brilliant.
Well, that's true, because it'll be just like in sports. Guys will get into the second year. It's like, oh, my God, it's a contract year.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm gonna be a free agent, right? You know, you need to up your game, up your performance, start doing the dishes.
Exactly.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.